Is the thought of a $2 school lunch hard to swallow? The government yesterday announced it's carving more than $100 million off the cost of the school lunch program, but it says even more kids will get a free feed. Its aim is to bring the average cost of a lunch down from more than $8 to about $3. Associate Education Minister David Seymour praised school food provider Kids Can for making them for even less, $2 in fact. A lot of you listening were pretty sceptical about that, so joining us now is CEO and co-founder of Kids Can Charitable Trust, Julie Chapman. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. Talk me through a $2 lunch, please. What do you get? What's on the menu?
Wow. Okay. Right. So we obviously put food into early childhood centres and schools. So just in early childhood centres, for example, we deliver a range of fresh ingredients every week to those centres. And they are able to make meals like chicken stir fry with veggies, lasagna with veggies, cauliflower and mac and cheese, and also sandwiches as well. And because of, I guess, our supplier relationships and buying power that we've built up, we can absolutely do those for $2 or less sometimes for a serve. In schools, we also have a range of heat and eat meals that does include butter chicken with brown rice, spaghetti bolognese, which is actually produced for us by Patango, beef chilli, rice and soups, and the average cost of that is around $2 as well.
So the early childhood stuff, that's fresh food, is it, that they're putting together themselves?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it's like a meal kit.
Right. And then you talked about packet food. Now, this is what people have raised eyebrows at, what's considered shelf-stable food. Our listeners are interpreting that as junk food full of additives and kind of low nutrition. Tell us about this packet food. What is it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, of course we advocate for fresh food where possible. But I think the important thing to know is that the kids love the things that we provide in schools. And while they may be packaged, there's still a good nutritional content of them. And we go through a series of processes when we're looking at what food we're going to put in. And, you know, nutritional content is always important, but also matching that with palatability.
So the government released information yesterday and they said that you were basically consultants to them during the course of rethinking the school lunch program. Did you suggest the $3 figure a meal?
No, we didn't suggest the figure. What we were asked to do was to share our learnings that we've had over the past 18 years. And so we did that. We also advocated a lot for an extension of food to be provided into early childhood centres.
Right. Did you give advice on the $3 about whether you thought it was achievable or not?
We were asked what we could do for the money that we provide. And, of course, we were able to share that. But the difference, I guess, between us and a commercial provider is that as a charity, we're not looking to make a profit margin out of that.
Mm. So you said you were advocating for early childhood meals, and that obviously has come about to an extent. When did you hear about the changes?
Oh, gosh. pretty much when I got a look at the press release that came out. I was hoping for the changes, but you never know whether that's going to come or not. But in terms of, you know, extending to early childhood, I've talked about that a lot all over the place in the past few years, because we know that that is one of the biggest areas of need. You know, we're providing that lunch to around 5,800 kids a day in early childhood, but we have more than 5,000 waiting and we can't get to them at the moment.
Do you guys get any taxpayer funding still?
Yeah, we do. We get some funding through Ministry of Social Development to our Raincoats for Kids program, and that's at $350,000 a year currently.
Really appreciate your time, Julie. Thank you for joining us.